From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. The much-ballyhooed opening of the Port Miami Tunnel has been delayed at least 2 weeks, at a hefty price for the project's contractor. The tunnel still needs a certificate of occupancy for its operations control center, plus fire safety approvals. Once the Port Miami Tunnel is open, it becomes the first direct link for cargo trucks from expressways to the port. The tunnel was dedicated on May 19th with the governor in attendance, and each day it's closed to traffic is costing the contractor $115,000 in penalties. By mid-June, that could add up to $3 million. Well, Broward County has found a new and environmentally friendly power source to fuel its wastewater treatment plant. WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo tells us how some stuff you might find in a typical kitchen pantry might help out the community both environmentally and economically.
Fats, oils, and grease from your favorite restaurant in Broward County will be converted to produce energy for its wastewater treatment plant in Pompano Beach. This project is a partnership with Chevron Energy to reduce the county's harmful emissions and energy consumption. Broward Mayor Barbara Sharif says that this process will create more than 400 jobs and reduce emissions that pollute the air. And economically?
We're looking at a savings of $27 million over the 17-year period.
Mayor Sharif says this will help the county reduce emissions by 30%. Broward and Chevron have been working on this project for several years.
They have just developed this technology and refined it to the point where it could be utilized at a treatment facility as large as ours. And so this is why it's the first of its kind.
The county plans to have the project fully running by 2015. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.